You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. Last year, we talked about a case here in California in Kings County in which the district attorney filed charges against a woman, charging her with murder after she gave birth to a stillborn baby that had methamphetamine in its system. California's penal code allows for the prosecution. In 1970, fetus was added as a possible victim in the state's definition of murder. However, there are experts that argue that the law should not be interpreted that way, including a few weeks ago, State Attorney General Javier Becerra, who filed an amicus brief in support of ending the woman's prosecution. With us from the Los Angeles Times, staff writer Alex Wigglesworth, who's been closely following the case. Alex, good to have you back.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. First of all, what is the status of the young woman?
So she is still in jail. She's been in the Kings County jail since November. Now her bail has been set at $2 million. It was at $5 million. And her attorneys have actually filed a legal filing with the appeals court in California asking that they prohibit a lower court from continuing with the prosecution. So that's what the court is currently considering now, whether to grant that legal filing.
Okay.
And that is the Attorney General Javier Becerra has weighed in connection with that legal filing with that amicus brief saying, hey, the prosecution should be ended and Chelsea Becker should be freed.
And what is the precedent, if any, in California particularly? Have we had prosecution since 1970 when the law was changed and fetus was included among potential victims of murder?
Sure. So courts have actually ruled in the past, that the law does not permit women to be charged this way. There were court cases in 1992 and 1993 that were nearly identical. And each time the court said, you know, hey, the murder law was meant to be used against third parties who, you know, injure women and kill their fetuses, not against women in connection with the deaths of their own unborn children. There has been actually one woman who was sentenced to prison time under similar circumstances about 2 years ago. Her name is Adora Perez. She lived in the same town as Chelsea Becker, gave birth to a stillborn baby in the same hospital. Authorities alleged she used meth while she was pregnant. The same district attorney charged her with murder. She was assigned the same public defender, appeared before the same judge, but she ended up taking a plea agreement. So she pleaded no contest to a lesser charge of manslaughter. She actually tried to withdraw the plea after she hired a private lawyer, but the judge declined and sentenced her to 11 years in state prison. And so she's actually the only woman in the history of California to be charged with murder for a stillbirth and end up being sentenced to prison. And so advocates are working to get her freed as well.
So you mentioned that the law, many legal experts say it was designed to apply to third parties, not to the woman who's carrying the fetus. Do we have cases where drugs were involved in a third party, to your knowledge, say where a dose of drugs was provided by a third party to a pregnant woman, the fetus was killed as a result of that, and the third party was prosecuted? Do we have examples of that?
I'm not aware of any examples like that. I mean, what experts have told me is that the law was really, so in the 1970s, there was a Stockton man who brutally beat his estranged pregnant wife and basically said, I'm going to stomp the baby out of you. And he was convicted of murder, but the state Supreme Court ended up overturning the conviction, you know, finding that a fetus could not be a victim of a homicide under the state law. So that is when the California legislature moved to sort of close that loophole and add a fetus as a possible victim. And again, the statute exempts abortions as well as any act resulting in the death of a fetus that was solicited, aided, abetted, or consented to by the mother of the fetus.
We're talking with Alex Wigglesworth, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times, who's been closely following this story from Kings County, where the district attorney, who we invited to join us on the show, but they declined, filed charges against a woman within their jurisdiction who was a methamphetamine user and gave birth to a stillborn baby that had methamphetamine in its system. Also with us is professor of law at Pace University in New York, Linda Fentiman. She's author of Blaming Mothers, American Law, and the Risks to Children's Health. Professor Fentiman, thank you for joining us.
Larry, I'm very happy to be here.
Are there any other states that have similar laws to the one being the California law being applied here?
Well, 38 states, including California, have a feticide law that permit the prosecution of someone for causing the death of a fetus. And similarly to the district attorney in Kings County in this case, sometimes local prosecutors have attempted to use a feticide statute against the pregnant woman, even though that's not been the legislative intent.
Okay. And this case, we're talking about drugs leading to the stillbirth. If there are cases of negligence on the part of a pregnant woman, engaging in reckless driving, which results in the death of a fetus, things like that, are those cases that can be prosecuted or are ever prosecuted?
They have been. So since, let me just back up for a second. The very first case in the nation in which a pregnant woman was prosecuted for causing harm to her fetus took place in California. And that's the Margaret Reyes case from 1977. And she used heroin while she was pregnant. And she was charged with the felony of child endangerment. And the Court of Appeals in that case said, no, a fetus is not a child. And so that prosecution was struck down. And then there wasn't really much happening in the country until the 80s and 90s and the war on drugs. And then in the late 1990s, prosecutors around the country started to charge pregnant women with various forms of homicide, either manslaughter or murder. So there have been a number of cases, unfortunately, in which pregnant women who use drugs have been charged with murder or sometimes manslaughter either in a stillbirth or other kinds of harm to their child.
In this case, do you think it likely that a court is going to toss this prosecution?
I think so. First, primarily because I think that the prosecutor in Kings County misinterpreted or misapplied the statute, and I can talk about that. And also because the attorney general has intervened in the amicus brief that Alex talked about, and I think that's sending a strong message. But there are three exceptions to the to Penal Code Section 187, which is the murder statute, and one is if the death of the fetus is caused through a legal therapeutic abortion or a doctor acts to save the mother's life. And then the third is the one that Alex was talking about, that the act that led to the death was solicited, aided, abetted, or consented to by the fetus's mother. And there have been cases in other jurisdictions. So, for example, in Utah a few years ago, there was a teenage girl who got pregnant, and her boyfriend said, get rid of it. And so she hired somebody to beat her in the abdomen, and then she was charged with some sort of homicide because she had caused the death. But here in California, any causal connection between something that the mother did and the death of the fetus, for whatever reason, is explicitly precluded from prosecution under the statute.
So you see that as contradictory to the prosecution in this case?
Right. I think the prosecutor was stretching, and maybe he was trying to send a message. Maybe he's concerned about drug use among pregnant women. But this, the law in California doesn't allow, as far as I can see. And as far as the case law, the other case law in California.
Professor Fenneman, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
I'm very happy to be.
Professor Linda C. Fenteman, Pace University in New York. She specializes in health and criminal law and is author of Blaming Mothers, American Law, and the Risks to Children's Health. And my thanks to LA Times staff writer Alex Wigglesworth, who's been closely following this story for many months. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, one of our all-stars with the very latest on COVID-19, Huntington Hospital's own Dr. Kimberly Schreiner will talk with the infectious disease specialist in just 90 seconds.